Meaning of Life is to Find Who You Were Born As by Natalie Bedarsky. One day, I realized something. I went through traits I knew about myself and began relating them to those around me. My shyness would come from society, my fear of needles from how I was raised. For example, I was shy because society told me I needed to be, and if I were surrounded by needles throughout my childhood, then it's likely I wouldn't be afraid of them. Not saying I want that, though. If you were to be raised with a sibling or to be raised without one, then you would be a very different person. If you were to have a sibling, it's likely you'd get less attention than if you were an only child. However, in the beginning, before everything happened, before life itself, you had a mind and thoughts. What you thought about, what your opinions were, have changed over time due to everything around you. Due to society, where you were raised, who raised you, your family, your friends, and all of your experiences. What were those original thoughts? What were your opinions? These questions would take a lifetime to answer, and I plan to answer mine. I believe that the meaning of life is to find who you were born as. Throughout your life, how you were raised, your family, your friends, your community and environment have shaped you to being who you are today. No matter where you grew up or with whom, you couldn't hold on to your original thoughts. Sure, some places could allow you to hold on to more and others less, but either way, they are changed. People say to be yourself, but how be yourself when you don't know who you are? I say find yourself, listen to your inner self, and look for traits of yours you can't link to those around you. I say spend your time finding yourself and stay true to yourself. Make decisions based off what you want, not what others tell you to. The meaning of life is to find who you were born as. This, I believe.